Ever get that feeling like you're wrestling with a stone tablet instead of your phone?
Oh, tell me about it.
Those interfaces, right. I mean, voice control is great, but sometimes you need a little bit more discretion. And my thumbs are like 2 seconds from staging a revolt with all the tapping. And don't even get me started on trying to find the right button in a sea of icons.
It's the worst.
What if we could just control our devices with, like, a well-placed eyebrow raise? Or a wink?
Now you're talking.
That's what we're diving into today, the potential of using our faces to control our tech.
It's a pretty fascinating area of research, actually, as reading this paper you sent, Face Commands, User-Defined Facial Gestures for Smart Glasses, by Masai. And the team really dove into not just the tech, but how we use our faces to communicate.
Which we do all the time, right?
All the time.
I mean, a smile, a frown, the skeptical eyebrow. Exactly. It's like it's hardwired into us.
Yeah.
So why are we not using that to control our devices?
Right.
And the researchers, they started with that idea, right? We're already doing this.
Yeah. And they wanted to see what gestures felt the most natural. So they used Amazon Mechanical Turk, which if you don't know, it's basically a way to crowdsource tasks from a bunch of people.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they had them basically come up with gestures for 15 common actions that you would do on your phone or any device.
So instead of some engineers in a lab, it's like, okay, what does everyone else think?
Exactly. Exactly. They're tapping into this well of collective wisdom about how we connect expressions with actions.
Okay.
And the results are pretty interesting, pretty intuitive. People gravitated towards these simple everyday gestures like smiling to start a task or raising your eyebrows to increase volume.
It does make you wonder if our faces aren't as expressive as we think they are, if it's that straightforward.
Well, I think in this case, we're talking about deliberate gestures for control.
Yeah.
It's not the full spectrum of nuance that our cases are capable of in everyday life.
Right.
This is like, okay, I'm interacting with a device. It needs to be simple. I don't want to have to contort my face.
Right. Pull a muscle.
Exactly. To, you know, yeah. Skip a song or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So how do you go from a simple smile to, let's say, turning on a light?
Right.
Is that where it gets really, really interesting?
That is where it gets really interesting because they didn't just stop with these ideas. They actually built a prototype.
Oh, wow.
They built smart glasses to test this out.
Okay. Are these smart glasses like futuristic? Tell me they look cool.
They're packed with tech. Let's put it that way. 16 optical sensors to pick up the muscle movements around your eyes, even in your head.
Wait, even eye movements?
Even eye movements.
So I could, like, wink to answer a call.
You got it. And that's really the key here. They're trying to figure out how to make this hands-free, discreet interaction. You don't have to pull your phone out of your pocket. You're not yelling a command across the room.
Right.
Imagine this integrated into those AR, VR headsets that are becoming so popular.
Oh, wow.
You could be interacting with these virtual worlds in a way that just feels natural and intuitive.
Yeah. Okay. I can get behind that future for sure. But how well did it actually work?
Okay.
How accurate was it?
Well, it wasn't just like a proof of concept. They actually had people try it out.
Oh.
They ran a study with 13 participants to test the accuracy of 8 gestures.
Okay.
The results were really good.
All right, give me the numbers I want to know.
So they used this thing called an F1 score.
Okay.
Which is basically a way to measure accuracy in machine learning.
Right.
And across all 8 gestures, they got an average score of 0.911.
Okay, and for those of us who maybe don't speak fluent machine learning, what does that actually mean in the real world?
It means for those 8 gestures, the system was getting it right. Over 90% of the time.
90%. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Was there like a winner? Was there one that was like the best?
You know, it's funny you should mention that the real winner was the wink.
The wink?
Like the wink. It got a near perfect score, like 0.994, which means the system basically always knew when someone was winking.
A wink is a wink.
I guess.
A wink is a wink.
So if those are the high notes, what about the low notes? Like, were there any gestures that maybe needed a little bit more work where the system was kind of getting tripped up?
Yeah. So while the overall accuracy was really impressive, they did find that some gestures had a higher chance of being triggered accidentally.
Oh, no.
Like false positives.
Okay. So like I sneeze and my TV changes the channel.
Well, I mean, maybe not that extreme.
Okay.
But it's possible. Think about all the things that we do with our faces without even realizing it.
Right.
Rubbing your eyes, scratching your nose, even just like adjusting your glasses.
Yeah.
The system could potentially interpret that as a command.
It's like my cat walking across my keyboard and sending an email.
So how do we prevent that? How do we prevent a future where, like, I yawn and accidentally hang up on my mom?
Right. We don't want to be walking around constantly thinking about our faces.
Right.
So one solution that they proposed was this idea of a trigger command.
A trigger command. So it's like a little secret handshake, but with your face.
Exactly. So instead of any smile being interpreted as a command, it only responds when you do your super secret eyebrow wiggle first.
Okay.
Or whatever your trigger is.
Interesting.
Something that's distinct and not going to get confused with your everyday movements.
Right.
And that way the system knows, okay, this is intentional. Now I need to pay attention to what comes next.
That's really clever.
Yeah.
But how do you account for the fact that everyone's face is different?
Right.
Like, my smile is different from your smile.
Exactly. That is a really important point, and it's something that they acknowledge in the paper.
Hmm.
Everyone's facial structure is unique, and even the way we perform these gestures varies from person to person.
So are we talking about, like, spending an hour calibrating our devices?
Potentially.
Like, okay, now smile really big. Okay, now frown. Now look surprised.
Yeah. I mean, there will probably be some level of calibration needed to get that high level of accuracy.
Right.
But it would probably be more sophisticated than just making a bunch of faces.
Okay, so it's like a personalized face control experience.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of cool. But even if it takes a little bit of training, the convenience factor here is huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it's funny because I was reading that the researchers, they didn't just stop at basic controls for, like, our phones or our TVs.
Right.
They were thinking bigger. What else could this be used for?
Right, because this has implications for accessibility.
Oh, wow.
Imagine someone with limited mobility being able to control their entire environment with just a smile or an eyebrow raise.
That's
life-changing technology.
Yeah.
Or even think about silent communication. Like, let's say you're at a really loud concert. And you need to tell your friend that you're going to call them later.
Right.
You could just give them a quick wink and they know exactly what you mean.
That's so smart. Oh, my God.
You're not missing a beat of the music or anything.
Wow.
And no one else even knows what you're talking about.
Right. It's like you've got your own secret language.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
So, yeah, they were really thinking about the broader applications of this technology.
Yeah. And with AR and VR becoming more and more commonplace, I bet the possibilities there are just mind-blowing.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. They even talked about emotional sensing in AR.
Emotional sensing?
Yeah. Like, imagine a virtual assistant that can not only understand your words, but also how you're feeling.
Wow.
And then it can adjust its responses accordingly.
So instead of having to say to my VR assistant, hey, I'm feeling really stressed today, play something relaxing, it just kind of knows.
Exactly. It just picks up on your mood and knows what you need.
That's amazing.
It could make our interactions with technology so much more personalized and intuitive.
Right.
But it also brings up some interesting questions about privacy.
Well, yeah, because now we're talking about technology that can read our emotions.
Right. And that's a whole other level of personal data.
So
it's something that we'll need to consider very carefully as this technology develops.
For sure.
We'll have to find that balance between personalization and privacy.
It seems like we're really on the cusp of something big here with this whole face gesture interface.
Yeah.
But like any new technology, there are going to be hurdles to overcome and questions to answer.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, how do you account for cultural differences in facial expressions?
Right.
What about accessibility for people with certain disabilities?
Right. These are all really important considerations.
Yeah. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the impact that it has on people.
Right.
And that's something that we need to be very mindful of as we continue to explore the potential of this technology.
Absolutely. Well, this has definitely given me a lot to think about. It's amazing how expressive our faces are and how much information we convey without even realizing it.
It's true.
It makes you wonder, like, what else are we capable of?
Yeah, who knew that our faces could hold the key to a more intuitive technological future?
It's pretty wild. So to wrap things up for our listeners out there, what's the one big takeaway you hope they walk away with from this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the future of user interfaces might be closer than we think.
Okay.
And it could be looking right back at us.
Yeah.
Our faces have the potential to change the way we interact with technology in a way that's more natural, more intuitive, and more expressive.
Yeah.
But like any powerful tool we need to make sure that we're developing it responsibly and ethically.
Well said. Well, thank you so much for taking this deep dive with me today. It's been really enlightening.
It's been a pleasure.
And with AR and VR becoming more and more prevalent, I bet the possibilities are even more mind-blowing.
Absolutely. The researchers hinted at the potential for emotional sensing in AR.
Emotional sensing?
Yeah. Like, imagine a virtual assistant that can not only understand your words, but also how you're feeling.
Wow.
And then it can adjust his responses accordingly.
So instead of having to say to my VR assistant, hey, I'm feeling really stressed today, play something relaxing, it just kind of knows.
Exactly. It just picks up on your mood and knows what you need.
That's amazing.
It can make our interactions with technology so much more personalized and intuitive.
Right.
But it also brings up some interesting questions about privacy.
Well, yeah, because now we're talking about technology that can read our emotions.
Right. And that's a whole other level of personal data. So it's something that we'll need to consider very carefully as this technology develops.
For sure.
We'll have to find that balance between personalization and privacy.
It seems like we're really on the cusp of something big here with this whole face gesture interface.
Yeah.
But like any new technology, there are going to be hurdles to overcome and questions to answer.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, how do you account for cultural differences in facial expressions?
Right.
What about accessibility for people with certain disabilities?
Right. These are all really important considerations.
Yeah. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the impact that it has on people.
Right.
And that's something that we need to be very mindful of as we continue to explore the potential of this technology.
Absolutely. Well, this has definitely given me a lot to think about. It's amazing how expressive our faces are and how much information we convey without even realizing it.
It's true.
It makes you wonder, like, what else are we capable of?
Yeah. Who knew that our faces could hold the key to a more intuitive technological future?
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So to wrap things up for our listeners out there, what's the one big takeaway you hope they walk away with from this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the future of user interfaces might be closer than we think.
Okay.
And it could be looking right back at us. Our faces have the potential to change the way we interact with technology in a way that's more natural, more intuitive, and more expressive.
Yeah.
But like any powerful tool we need to make sure that we're developing it responsibly and ethically.
Well said. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been really fascinating to dive into this with you.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners out there, be sure to check back for our next deep dive. We'll be exploring another cutting-edge topic that's sure to change the way you see the world.